black pussy, or sour sweet black pussy, if history has taste buds. Mellow dudes on jungle street corners were the first to dig it, to really understand it. Proud, spear-carrying, dues-paid-up brothers. Us, the black pussy-loving brothers. Out there, in darkness, stuck in the middle passage of time, we tightlit the pearly tongue and hung on. Raised this obstinate, pricky little head on slave-braised fingertips, danced high up in the slit on Saturday night, kept hope alive with hardcore, deep black rhythmic fucking, the best yet, slithered down to the nitty-gritty, suckled a honey-dark titty, grabbed hold of the hottest ass on earth, slipped a cup palm manfully under each shell buttock, and thought about Chinese arithmetic or the auction block to hold the juice in. Make it now through the slim black streets, heading for Sweet Mama Do-Right. Sweet Mama Do-Right, her new hair gone back, body loaded with a new drug, Afro Smack.
Teach!
Eyes dull, mind heavy, easing down finally from the embellished nipple breast. Tongue out of the soft, hot, thick, creamy lips. Hips easing into the old Swazi spoon position. Heavy from the pubic hillocks of African history.
Teach!
Dirty great dogs trail black pussies smoking black ass through the trash heaps of Harlem night alleys. Through the underbrush of the South African veld. Masekela and Mbulu and Makeba can run it down to you. Through a merciless 400-year night of attempted statutory rape. Try it, goddammit, down through all the centuries. Almost till we get behind and beyond. Yeah, they tongued hot iron for you, black pussy. In Congo Square, at the quadroon balls, and into the protest movements. The white motherfuckers protesting to his society for a shout of your mind blow.
Go ahead.
Everything else he, the pale-eyed liar, claims to have discovered, or foreseen, or tasted, or smelled first. Everything but one thing.
Black
pussy.
Go ahead.
He, the motherless bastard, behind his pasty facade, his IBM machinery, his automatic toasters, his machine guns, his paperwork and triplicate, his long keening nose, and his desperate need for everybody else's land could not conceive of. Not even with astronomical equations, a black pussy. A human rhythm motor in the loin. Sweet John the Conqueror Potter, sprinkled on a monstrous black thigh with enough sinful goodness in the marrow to shake the pale bastard into reality.
Tell it to him like it is.
Teach, nigga.
How could the rhythmless monkey understand Sister Sadie's holy robe? After he'd only snatched a piece off the bottom, while Sam waited for the bastard to leave, for it to get his off the top.
Go, Sam!
No, the devils could never understand black pussy. A phenomenon that appeared before recorded history, fully developed, richly talented, sopping sweet with alligator syrup and a whole cake of bread, bunched down low in the triangular groove, looking for all the world like turfs of soft black cotton, spilling nappy-headed cum in the rear of crowded loving jungles, on rooftops and black ghettos across the American nation, splashing cosmic cream onto technicolored fingers in the middle of oceanic beds, turning, twisting, tossing the white, lightweight black bootin' fucker into a trick bag. Groovy hip, heavy humping black bitches with daring cunts, split from belly to brisket. Congo cunt, Mandingo gash, Fulani neckbuster. Don't tell me they don't exist, I know better. Yoruba twat, Zulu sweat, Swahili snip, Jumbo.
Yoruba!
Black pussy, American tribal knights forced into existence by a continuing tradition. Black pussy, and a liberal scattering of bloods who've never forgotten where it's at.